Scott Simon is about to join us from Wisconsin. Scott, when we heard from you last,
I hear somebody
just scored a spare or a strike.
Did someone pick up a spare? Did someone pick up a spare?
Scott is covering a bowling alley in Milwaukee for us tonight.
It's ladies' night at the Holler House on the south side of Milwaukee. Think the oldest sanctioned bowling lanes in America, two lanes in the basement here.
What does that mean, sanctioned bowling lanes, please?
Because a bowling lane has to be sanctioned by the American Congress of Bowling. You can't be officially recognized as a bowling lane if you just have a flat space in your basement and a lot of bowling balls and pins. It has to be sanctioned. This is a sporting event, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Forgive me.
Thank you.
Linda,
I wanted to clear that up.
Scott, I'm sure there's some relationship to the election here.
Yes.
That you're getting
yes,
to.
Yes, I was going. Yes, well, I'm here with two good friends, Joanne Stenzel, who's a member of the Oak Creek, Wisconsin Police Department, and Donna Krasovich, who has two children, and they voted for separate candidates. Let me turn to you both, if I could, Joanne first, and then Donna. What issue decided it for you?
My decision was because of the war, and I support what decision was made by President Bush in going to war, and I think that he made the right decision to do that.
Okay. Donna, you have a Carrie Edwards T-shirt on.
For me, it was right after the 2000 election, President Bush promised us that he would try to end the divisiveness, he would try to bring us together. 4 years later, he hasn't done it. It's even worse. In my daughter's playgroup, she's 3 years old, it's filtered down to such a low level in our society that the moms for the Democrats sit on one side and the moms for the Republican children play on the other side. He's made it worse, and I don't think that if he couldn't do it in the first 4 years, he's not going to be able to do it. It's only going to continue to get worse, and we can't move forward on any issue, on Iraq, anything social, unless he brings us together.
We've just got a few seconds. If you guys had your arms around each other before he went on the air saying that it hasn't affected your friendship, in the 15 seconds we have left, how do you manage that?
Because I respect her, and everyone has a vote. It's just important to vote.
Okay. Thanks, both of you, very much for being with us. Joanna Stenzel from Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and Dana Krasnovich from here in South Milwaukee. So the results, of course, here still are not known in Wisconsin. Robert and Linda, it's all very close.
Sounds like many partisans in Wisconsin are as divided as a 7-10 split, Scott.
That's such a good metaphor. I wish I'd thought of it. And Robert, if we're on again later tonight, I will.
Scott Simon talking with us from Milwaukee.